Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hello, this is Tom Cookman with the Community Comment. The other day, I was at the checkout line in Costco. In front of me was a couple purchasing bottles of alcohol. They asked what the sales tax rate would be, and the clerk said she didn't know. That's when I, Mr. Helpful, piped up and told them the sales tax rate was 8.75%. I saw their eyes open real wide when they looked at each other in disbelief. They exclaimed, 8.75%? You're joking. That's ridiculous. Then they told the clerk to put everything back but one bottle. And that, my fellow Humboldt County friends, is what tourists do when they come to our beautiful part of the country. They are disgusted. We have to take it, but they don't. And I believe they will choose to spend their money elsewhere, whenever possible. A heading on the front page of last Tuesday's paper caught my eye. New tax to care for roads rolls on. Really? I mean, really? 8.75% is not enough? Funny that when I was driving home the day before this article was printed, I saw some road work being done on Harris Street. I saw 7 or 8 people standing around watching one person work. I told myself that there was no way this was a private contractor. And it wasn't. They were public employees. Bottom line, this is what is wrong with our government. They do not use the tax dollars efficiently. That's why they are continually raising taxes. 0.5% sales tax hike doesn't seem like much, but when will it end? It creeps up every year. Let's look at it this way. If a person gained just 0.5 pound a week and did nothing to rein it in 10 years they would have gained 260 pounds. That's a visual way to look at our government. The problem is, our government already looks like Jabba the Hutt. Something needs to change, because our bloated government is not sustainable. Unfortunately, the main issue is we have too many government employees and we can't afford all of them. Nature shows us what sustainability is and how it works. In Wyoming, the elk were dying in the winter from a shortage of food. Well-intentioned people got involved and decided to start a feeding program. It was deemed a huge success and even attracted tourists. Then stepped in Mother Nature. Foraging for food creates healthier, stronger animals. Providing food to them weakens the whole herd because the ones who would have died naturally survive. Now, there is a huge increase in chronic wasting disease in this elk population, and it cannot be sustained. What seemed a good idea was actually detrimental. In the same way, a tax increase, whether it's for roads, schools, police, or fire, always sounds like the right thing to do, but not when the money just pays for new employees and makes the current employees fatter. I hate to say it, but we need to get firm, like nature, and make cuts when sustainability is impossible. I don't want to pay for 7 or 8 road workers to stand around watching someone else dig a hole. We have to start saying no to tax increases. The government is like a drug addict, and their drug of choice is our money. They never have enough. Please call all 5 Humboldt County supervisors and ask them to not put this 20-year tax increase on the ballot. Why are we broke? We have too many county employees, and the majority of those at the top are overpaid, period. We need to cut wages, not increase taxes. This has been Tom Cookman with the Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.